The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight on Nightly Pop.
In my friend group, I'm the only polyamorous person, and I have the least sex out of all of my friends.
Which is exactly what I would say to my mother. Like, but not me.
You being a big celebrity doesn't absolve you from standing in line.
This is what the men will put on national television.
I bullshit you not. My homegirl woke me up and said, "Bitch, we got the fighting at the club last night. We bought you back a wig."
I've been looking at Nina's hair.
Wait a minute now.
A long time.
Good thing I could fight. Slide in bed with us starting right now. Welcome to Nightly Pop. Kim Whitley is back. Having you here, Kim, just some normalcy, you know, because this one right here, my friend with no benefits, is also joining us.
Okay.
Hunter March.
You know how sometimes people are so adamant about something because they got feelings for someone, you know? That's so, I just feel that so much from Nina, who, by the way, looks like a goddess today. I don't know what's
Hunter,
going
shut
on.
Up.
Yeah, look at you.
Let's just get started. I can't with him today. We're not starting this early. Now, if you think polyamory is just about a bunch of people having sex all of the time, Willow Smith says that is actually not what it is. On Red Table Talk, she talked all about her experience of being poly, and it may actually surprise you.
For somebody like me, it feels like it's really all just centered around
sex. I mean, I'll give you an example. Let's say you haven't always been the kind of person that wanted to have sex all the time, but your partner is.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Are you going to be the person to say, you know, just because I don't have these needs, you can't have them either?
Right.
Yeah.
And
right.
So that's kind of one of the reasons why I actually was interested in poly, because I was introduced to it through kind of a non-sexual lens. In my friend group, I'm the only polyamorous person, and I have the least sex out of all of my friends.
Okay, I don't mind the conversation, but she's having it with her mother and grandmother. Is that, would you guys be able to have this?
First of all, I'm confused. Was she really saying that? What was she saying?
She's saying that she's been in poly relationships, polyamorous relationships, multiple lovers, but it's not all about sex for her. Sometimes it's about the companionship.
It's about connection.
Which is exactly what I would say to my mother if I was talking to my mom about being poly. I'd be like, but not me.
Right, right.
Not this guy.
Right. Yeah. Now, I told you guys there is a guy that I know who's in a poly relationship who's been trying to date me for a while, and he's really had been trying to convince me about, like, to participate and how open it was, and he really sold it, but I just couldn't do it.
Good.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've said it on the show, I went on a date with a girl in an open relationship.
Yeah, you loved it though.
Well, yeah, because she was like, "Hey, before we go on this date, I want to let you know I'm in an open relationship. Are you okay with that?" And I was like, yeah, very. You mean there's no commitment?" She was like, "Yeah, that's exactly what it means, because I can't have another boyfriend." Turns out I love this woman. Now I can't be with her.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
He likes her because he knows he can't have her. If she broke up with this guy, Hunter would be done with her in a week.
No.
Yes, she would.
It would take a few weeks.
I'm glad you told
me
that. You're right. I'm changing my profile. I'm putting poly on everything. Poly want a cracker. I think I'm going to be the first woman to just really come out with it, do a show, and I'm going to have 2-3 dudes living with me.
I like
you don't
it,
see
Kim.
That. It's always the women.
I would love to see on a show with 3 husbands.
That's right, because men don't want to be with other men. And I'm going to say, look here, if you want this, you're going to have to be in this house. Hunter be over in a little bit. He's Because Hunter ain't trying to commit.
Right.
You know?
And he would be a part. He would be there with his little doggy right at your front doorstep. Okay. Don't worry.
Both of us sitting like that.
All right, the next story is getting a lot of attention, too. Now, an oblivious IHOP worker posted a video of herself not recognizing that she was talking to Adam Sandler. So she told him it would be a 30-minute wait to be seated. He decided he didn't want to wait that long, and he left. Now, some people are saying, oh, my gosh, how could she have turned away Adam Sandler? Other people are impressed that, you know, he didn't pull, hey, I'm a celebrity card. What do you guys think?
Wow. Oh, I'm upset that he left. A little 30 minutes. Let me tell you something. Adam Sandler is one of the nicest people on and off the set. Mm. So, of course, he's not the type to say, hey, you know who I am, or pull his celebrity card. He's probably just like, okay, kids, let's go somewhere else. You know, we don't want to wait 30 minutes.
So he really is like, he doesn't dress up anymore. I notice even when he does red carpets, he still wears, like, sweats. He doesn't feel like a celebrity when you're with him.
No, no. Adam is just a comedian, a father, very funny, loves his family, just loves everyone. I'm talking about he gives everyone a job. Mm. Like, if you're in his circle, you are going to work.
I love that.
You know you're committed really when you good. Leave Rob Schneider in every one of your movies after he's played every race under the sun and it's 2021. He's probably the biggest comedy star, like, in my generation, yes. For sure. Like, my entire life, he's the guy. If you don't recognize him, that's a weird thing for him to be like, hey.
Yeah.
You know? That is kind of
All right, you guys, according to Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade, the shade is a super, super power. And at least according to their new children's book, Shady Baby, inspired by their own little shade queen, Kavya, they want kids to embrace standing up for themselves like their daughter does and giving a more shady, positive association. If you guys have seen videos of Kavya, like, she's the funniest little baby. She has such a big personality to be so young.
Oh, yeah, those facial expressions, looking just like a daddy.
Yeah, do you guys think, like, that you should, having kids embrace their emotions instead of kind of, like, correcting them is the way to go?
Yeah, for sure. I think, like, I look at my family, and what my mom did was probably the, like, hardest thing any parent can do, which is listen to my jokes growing up.
Ooh, God bless her.
Think about, like, the worst jokes
I've
ever
had. God bless her. She did. Man. God bless that woman.
I think my son is going to be the next Chris Rock.
He's funny.
He is so funny and so silly that you don't want to stop a child from doing the craziest things. And you look and you're like, ooh, you're different. And you think, I'm like, I bet you this is how Dave Chappelle acted. I bet you this is how Chris Rock. Because just silly and funny and pranks and...
But Kim, some parents, every parent thinks their kid is a genius. Are you a realist?
Wait, I didn't say that.
Oh.
I said he was funny.
Oh, my gosh. All right, you guys, moving on to another story. What the hell is going on at the Hillsong Church? There's another sex scandal. So, Darnell Barrett, we should have known his name was Darnell.
Oh, damn.
I'm just saying, ain't nothing ever good happened with a Darnell. No, I'm just kidding. He is a married New Jersey pastor for the megachurch. He reportedly got caught sending revealing photos to another woman. Now, y'all can see with this image, it is blurred out, but you can see what he's working with in the outline. He apparently told the woman it was a mistake, claiming he accidentally added her to his close friends list. But according to the Daily Mail, he has since resigned and cited infidelity in his marriage as the reason why. You don't accidentally add someone to your close friends.
I need y'all to go back to that picture.
Let's go back.
Yeah, I didn't see the blur. Who blurred something?
Yeah, it's blurred, girl. Right, but you see how long the blur goes?
Oh, yeah.
The blur almost goes to his knees. Okay.
The thing that I find crazy is his argument was that he accidentally added her to his close friends. I'm not sending pictures of my to my close friends.
Are you on close friends, Kim? Do you have people on your close friends?
Yep, I do have
you
some.
Do?
Do you post some risky pictures?
Okay, I'm gonna be honest with you. Shepherd?
Yeah.
She's out of control. She got a stripper pole. She got this new little outfit and these thigh-high boots. And honey, she sent us a picture
and
dancing.
Should you be telling us this? It's
yep,
on close Sherry friends.
Shepherd is out of control. She sends her friends these little sexy pictures. I was like, you need a man. You need a man to send these to.
All my close friends, I wouldn't post something that, if it got leaked, I would
get
in trouble.
No, I was going to say, because they're going to hack it.
Yeah, because, I'm like, I still am careful on my close friends.
Oh,
we did actually reach out to Darnell Barrett, just for the record, We haven't heard back.
Yeah,
crazy.
Nina DM'd him a bunch trying to get info on this story.
Well, he's probably got to lay low for a little bit.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on with that Hillsong church, but it just turned up over there. That might be the new Bumble Child. It seemed like everybody in that thing going crazy. All right, we got to take a break. But up next, the Jersey Housewives take kissing ass to a frightening new level. Plus, how loyal would you be if your partner was in prison for 4 years?
Yikes.
Just Got Real is next.
If you like a good murder mystery story, you'll love June's Journey, a free hidden object mobile game where Detective June Parker unravels the mystery of her sister's death. Travel back to the beautifully illustrated 20s, find clues, discover hidden objects, and watch the story unfold with new chapters released weekly. Put your detective skills to the test. Download June's Journey on Android or iOS. Or play online via Facebook games.
We are back with more Nightly Pop. So obviously we show a lot of reality clips on the show, but there are ones that make us say,
Got real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so tonight on The Real Housewives of New Jersey, the men on the show actually had a little quality time. So they hit the golf course and showed just how mature they really are.
How about this, Joe? If I hit this one past the blue flag, you kiss my ass. Done, all right? And if I don't, I'll even kiss Joe's ass, all right?
Oh my God.
What the f*** did it hit? Bro, you better kiss my ass. Oh my God. Hey guys, take care. I want to take a picture of this. I want a slow
kiss. You're crazy.
Oh my God,
the bare ass?
Oh my God.
Men like this.
What's wrong with y'all?
By the way, this is what the men will put on national television. This is the G-rated version of how, especially on golf courses. For some reason, it pulls out the worst in men.
Really?
Because it's so boys clubby when you go golfing.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like four guys, you're drinking, you're in golf carts, you feel like you're little like fake NASCAR drivers too. And like, it's just, it's the most debaucherous. Oh like God. We have the worst conversations. It's really.
So Kim, have you ever been a part of the boys club with golf?
You know what? This is the problem. I have gone, but I can't, these things and the golf club.
Oh, I never thought about that.
Yes, it's difficult.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to do it then.
I'll just stay in the golf cart and drink, but yeah. And why do you guys have to place bets on everything? Like, I don't get that.
It makes everything more exciting. I had a guy tell me that if you want to care about any sport in the world, look at your bank account, bet 3/4 of what's in it. On the game, it'll be the most exciting sport you've ever watched.
That's horrible advice.
Yeah, it's horrible, bad.
It's horrible advice. Yeah. Oh my
God.
We are moving on. We need to talk a little bit about Couples Retreat on VH1. So things got heated with Yandy and Mendeecees, who are married, when they talked about his time in prison. So Yandy stood by him for 4 years while he was locked up. But we need to know if he is as loyal.
If the roles were reversed, would you hold me down?
If the shoes was on the other foot, you know, I don't know what I will be able to do.
And that's a problem.
Listen, I'm telling you the truth.
He should have lied. What are the odds? What are the odds that she's going to jail for 4 years?
Right.
Like, you're just not gonna run into that situation. Be like, baby, of course I would. 1,000%.
Who cares?
Why, right, it's not going to affect anything. She's not going to jail.
They had some ups and downs. So he was basically telling her, you know, you don't have to be in this. And she was like, no, I'm committed to it. And he was like, well, I don't know if I would be. So it's...
Because he probably saw that's a lot. She did a lot.
Yeah.
You know, driving to prisons, you know, the other prisoners, woo woo. You know, it's a lot of.
What do they do?
Woo woo.
Would you be able to do this?
Hey, why don't you come visit me?
Yeah, that's the county jail. My bad.
Would you be able to date a man who got locked up for several years?
No, because I've had several opportunities. I've dated several men that locked up. And I was like, boo, it's been real. I said, you know what I say. I'll send you a care package, maybe.
I'm not the ride or die girl. You go get locked up. Don't do that's going to put you in jail.
No.
Because yeah. I'm not staying 3, 4, 5, 10 years.
How long would you stay?
A year, okay. Yeah.
A year?
Yeah.
You were hanging a year?
Yeah, I hang in a year.
It depends on how long the relationship was.
I mean, if he's coming out to do something, like, you can't be, like, this has to be, like, what he went to jail for. Like, is he a businessman that had, like, some tax issues?
I'm going on and living my best life. When you come out, we will reconnect.
Revisit.
We're going to revisit it.
Yeah.
You done went on, you done...
I like to revisit.
Yeah.
I like to revisit.
I don't know what your life is in prison. You might be with Bubba. I don't know. But I'm not judging that. Holla at me
when you get
come out and get
Would you
tested.
Communicate while they're there or no?
Yeah, you know.
So that's like waiting.
Get them a little burner phone or something.
All right, guys, we got to move on. Over on WeTV, we have been catching up on Jocelyn's Cabaret Miami. She's trying to put together a sexy cabaret show, but she has other things on her mind.
I want to have a threesome.
Okay. You probably beat the girl up in the middle of it or something. I've talked to homies before that it's happened to.
Really?
Yeah.
They was doing the girl so good that the wife couldn't take it?
Yeah, and beat the other girl up in the middle of an intimate moment.
He might be right. I might be like, damn, you giving that bitch better than you giving it to me.
Do we need security at the door? I never thought about this part.
You can get it every night. If that's your husband, what you care? He give it one time away. You know, do well. Look at my man. That's right. Look at him.
Kim, you're so, that's so supportive.
That's the ultimate threesome partner to have right there. Kim is, if you're watching this right now, Jocelyn, we found the third.
We found the third, I think.
The unicorn is what they're called.
Someone you are a unicorn.
But I will be the boss. Jocelyn, sit down now.
Don't do too much now.
That okay? might be a good idea. Find somebody that Jocelyn doesn't even want to engage in a fight with because she feels intimidated.
That's not going to happen with Jocelyn, though.
That's
She'll fight anybody.
Point.
She just got to a fight with Wendy Williams today. Yes.
I like his strategy, though. A little reverse psychology.
Oh,
on
is that
it.
What that was?
Babe, you don't want this.
But you know what? That's a man who knows he's with a crazy woman. Like, men who are in relationships with women who are aggressive, who fight, they're always the calm one. You don't really see two hyped up people.
But I've never heard of a woman asking for a threesome. Is this a new day? It's usually the man.
Yeah, there are
lots of women who ask for threesomes. Yeah.
Really?
I haven't found one yet, unfortunately, but
you
they're
haven't?
Out there. No, that's not on my bucket list. That's all I want. And
then, that's right. Hunter said he's never had a threesome.
And then I'll get married and I'll have kids, but
no.
not a second sooner.
Yeah, right.
You got to be careful bringing in, something else into your relationship.
I don't mind.
Just.
Okay, you know what? We got to take another break, but coming up, a son begs his mom to tone down her sexy outfits, plus a woman's wish for a wig comes true, but somebody got their ass beat. Hater Debater is next. Welcome back. Now, when people have problems, they turn to us for answers, but sometimes it's a little complicated. So, who is ready for Hater Debater? So this mom's TikTok video is sparking a lot of online debate. So her son is feeling embarrassed. Here's why.
Okay, so my son is really pressed about my outfit.
Well, because it's showing too much.
How am I showing too much?
I don't want guys looking at you.
Guys are not going to look at me, babe.
You're staring.
No, they're not. What are you going to do if they look at me?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Baby didn't even want to show his face on her video.
Yeah, because it's probably the 15th TikTok she's done that day in that outfit with him in it.
His friends are probably looking at his mom.
That's what he really does not want. The friends looking at his mom.
Who's she kidding, by the way, that no guy... What guys are going to look at me? How about every single kid in his high school?
Okay. Yeah.
Every single kid is going to remember that outfit for the rest of their lives. It's going to get ingrained in their memory.
On the fence about that, like how I would be dressing around, my kid and their friends, and you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, I feel like you start to put your kid first, like, I don't want to embarrass them. And sometimes it's unavoidable because horny teenagers are horny probably regardless of what you're wearing.
Because, all his friends are like, but your mom.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
It's like teenagers get teased about so much. That's going to add on to the teasing.
But your mom and those long eyelashes. That's all I noticed. Yeah, noticed the eyelashes.
Yeah, for me, there's plenty of places to dress sexy. You can do it if you're single in a relationship. Doesn't matter. Go on dates, dress sexy. Dress sexy in your house if you want. But like when you're walking around with your son, I just think there should be a little bit of decorum both ways, men and women.
Look at conservative hunty come out.
So much,
wow.
She should have like a sweater on
Who
or something.
Who would have known?
I think she should have put a poncho on, something that covers up.
We got to just move on really because the Lord works in mysterious ways. So this next girl was sending out prayers for a new wig before her trip to Miami. She was putting the vibes out there. And while we can't confirm it was God, somebody answered her prayers.
I can't really afford no wig right now because, I pay bills. So I ain't embarrassed to say I can't afford no long wig right now. But get what? I bull My homegirls woke me up and said, bitch, we got the fighting at the club last night. We bought you back a wig. I said, bitch, what? And I was in her talking to God about what I'm gonna do for Miami. And bitch, when I die, this gonna be a whole different wig.
Not wearing somebody's wig that your friends got in a fight.
That's great.
So they, wait a minute.
They fought the girl and took her wig.
So they stole the wig. That's what I'm trying to say. Let me tell you something. This hair is way more important these days than money and jewels.
It really is.
They, you see that hair like that? Because I've been looking at Nina's hair.
Wait a minute now.
For a long time. I was like, ooh, I want your hair.
Well, good thing I could fight. So they ain't taking wigs from me. y'all bitches try it if you want to. I'm going to be the one leaving with bundles. So.
That's a great point. I'm not fighting Nina. This has probably got some really bad juju in it, too.
Good idea. Good point. I wonder how this trip to Miami will go with the stolen wig on your
head.
Karma's real. But just so people know, these wigs ain't no joke. They expensive.
How much is an average wig?
Like the kind me and Kim wear?
What kind?
Yeah, the kind you and Kim wear.
Oh, it's $1,500 and up.
Yeah.
$1,500
up.
Yeah.
And
for one.
Yeah.
$1,500. So that wig right there, that was probably about a $500 wig.
Yeah. That one looked like it was about $250.
I feel like we're on the Price is Right. About $250, depending on where she got it.
I would be so bad at guessing the prices of products I don't use.
Hunter was surprised on how much I spent on my nails. You definitely wouldn't be able to get with these
wigs.
She was like,
would you ever support a woman by paying for her hair and nails and everything? I was like, what's that, like $150 a month? And she's like,
a month.
Kim, I love having you around. You just,
a month.
Right, exactly. Thank you. All right, and next, this douche was arrested for dating 35 women at once so he could get multiple birthday gifts. He told each girl a different birthday and ended up with over $700 in gifts, but then he was arrested for fraud. It gets really odd. He was selling specialized shower heads. That's how he started meeting all these women.
That's how you meet women these days, though. I'll tell you.
Especially during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Everybody needs a friend.
He goes, do you need the shower head or would you like to date me? And then he says his birthday's next week and they give him.
Yeah, he got 100,000 in yen.
What?
Which is about $700 in the U.S.
About,
not a lot of money. But that's still, I mean,
lying to get that, that's a lot of money.
But also think about it like this. When I'm dating somebody, if they get me a birthday present, I'm like, ooh, we are a little more serious than I thought we were.
Hunter, I'll buy you a gift. Oh, we go together. You my boo.
And that's why everybody is different. Okay, you guys, we are out of time. But if you missed any episodes of Nightly Pop this week, just make sure you season pass us on your DVR. Yeah. It is the easiest way to never miss an episode. We are going to see you tomorrow night with an all-new episode.